Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, if jazz fans paid attention to the critics, pianist and composer Herbie Nichols, who died in 1963, would be a lot more popular than he is. Not that that would stop a critic from trying again. Kevin reviews two new CDs of Nichols' music, one a reissue of a 1957 trio session, the other featuring new interpretations of his music.
In jazz, as in other fields, dying is a good career move. It's how unrecognized geniuses get recognized. But popular success continues to elude the late Herbie Nichols, despite the rollicking charm of his piano playing, his catchy tunes, and oddball harmony. He even wrote the music for Billie Holiday's theme song, Lady Sings the Blues. Maybe the problem is Nichols didn't record much. He did only a few sessions under his own name, all in the 1950s. The last of them, a 1957 album with the cheery title Love, Gloom, Cash, Love, is now on CD from the Bethlehem label. It's not Nichols' best work. His trio dates for Blue Note take those honors, but it has some great moments. This is from his Portrait of Ucha. Herbie Nichols, bassist George DeVivier, and drummer Danny Richmond. Nichols only made trio records, but always wanted to have his music played by a larger band with horns and strings. His friend Buell Neidlinger, a jazz and classical bass player, belatedly honors that wish with his new album, Blue Chopsticks, on his K2B2 label. 11 Nichols tunes are arranged for a quintet, including saxophonist Marty Crystal, violinist Richard Green, and Neidlinger on cello. For the record, Buell Neidlinger isn't the first to arrange Herbie Nichols' music for strings and horns. Dutch pianist Misha Mengelberg did it in the mid-1980s, and did it better, if you ask me. Nichols' tunes continue to be popular with a few discriminating musicians. Saxophonists Steve Lacy and Philip Johnston, and pianists Jerry Allen, Ethan Iverson, and Frank Kimbrough have recorded some. And New York's Jazz Composers Collective presents whole concerts of Nichols' music. If you want to check out the original, start with a one CD Blue Note anthology, The Art of Herbie Nichols, or with Love, Gloom, Cash, Love. But do it! Nichols is way too good to be left just to the experts.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Pulse and CD Review. He reviewed Herbie Nichols' Love, Gloom, Cash, Love on the Bethlehem label, and the Buell Neidlinger Quintet's Blue Chopsticks on the K2B2 label.